March 4th. Psalms, 4. Proverbs, 4. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 4 1-6-23. New Testament, John 13 31-14-14. Psalms, 4. 1 for the leader. With stringed instruments. A Psalm of David. O God, my vindicator. Answer me when I call. When I was distressed, you set me free. Now have mercy on me, and hear my prayer. Two men of rank, how long will you shame my honor? Love what is vain, chase after lies? Selah. 3. Understand that Adonai sets apart the godly person for himself. Adonai will hear when I call to him. 4. You can be angry, but do not sin. Think about this as you lie in bed, and calm down. Selah. 5. Offer sacrifices rightly. And put your trust in Adonai. 6. Many ask, who can show us some good? Adonai, lift the light of your face over us. 7. You have filled my heart with more joy than all their grain and new wine. 8. I will lie down and sleep in peace. 4. Adonai, you alone make me live securely. Psalms, 34. 1 by David. When he pretended to be insane before Abimelech. Who then drove him away? So he left. I will bless Adonai at all times. His praise will always be in my mouth. 2. When I boast, it will be about Adonai. The humble will hear of it and be glad. 3. Proclaim with me the greatness of Adonai. Let us exalt his name together. 4. I sought Adonai, and he answered me. He rescued me from everything I feared. 5. They looked to him and grew radiant. Their faces will never blush for shame. 6. This poor man cried. Adonai heard and saved him from all his troubles. 7. The angel of Adonai, who encamps around those who fear him, delivers them. 8. Taste, and see that Adonai is good. How blessed are those who take refuge in him. 9. Fear Adonai, you holy ones of his. For those who fear him lack nothing. 10. Young lions can be needy, they can go hungry. But those who seek Adonai lack nothing good. 11. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Adonai. 12. Which of you takes pleasure in living? Who wants a long life to see good things? 13. If you do, keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from deceiving talk. 14. Turn from evil, and do good. Seek peace, go after it. 15. The eyes of Adonai watch over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. 16. But the face of Adonai opposes those who do evil, to cut off all memory of them from the earth. 17. The righteous cried out, and Adonai heard, and he saved them from all their troubles. 18. Adonai is near those with broken hearts. He saves those whose spirit is crushed. 19. The righteous person suffers many evils, but Adonai rescues him out of them all. 20. He protects all his bones. Not one of them gets broken. 21. Evil will kill the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. 22. But Adonai redeems his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Psalms, 64. 1 for the leader. A Psalm of David. Hear my voice, God, as I plead. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. 2. Hide me from the secret intrigues of the wicked, and the open insurrection of evildoers. 3. They sharpen their tongues like a sword. They aim their arrows, poisoned words. 4. In order to shoot from cover at the innocent, shooting suddenly and fearing nothing. 5. They support each other's evil plans. They talk of hiding snares and ask, who would see them? 6. They search for ways to commit crimes, bringing their diligent search to completion when each of them has thought it through in the depth of his heart. 7. Suddenly God shoots them down with an arrow, leaving them with wounds. 8. Their own tongues make them stumble. All who see them shake their heads. 9. Everyone is awestruck. They acknowledge that it is God at work. They understand what he has done. 10. The righteous will rejoice in Adonai. They will take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will exult. Psalms, 94. 1. God of vengeance, Adonai. God of vengeance, appear. 2. Assert yourself as judge of the earth. Pay back the proud as they deserve. 3. How long are the wicked, Adonai? How long are the wicked to triumph? 4. They pour out insolent words. They go on bragging, all these evildoers. 5. They crush your people, Adonai. They oppress your heritage. 6. They kill widows and strangers. And murder the fatherless. 7. They say, Yah isn't looking. The God of Yaakov won't notice. 8. Take notice, yourselves, you boors among the people. You fools, when will you understand? 9. Will the one who planted the ear not hear? Will the one who formed the eye not see? 10. Will the one who disciplines nations not correct them? Will the teacher of humanity not know? 11. Adonai understands that people's thoughts are merely a puff of wind. 12. How happy the man whom you correct, Yah, whom you teach from your Torah. 13. Giving him respite from days of trouble, till a pit is dug for the wicked. 14. For Adonai will not desert his people. He will not abandon his heritage. 15. Justice will once again become righteous. And all the upright in heart will follow it. 16. Who will champion my cause against the wicked? Who will stand up for me against evildoers? 17. If Adonai hadn't helped me, I would soon have dwelt in the land of silence. 18. When I said, my foot is slipping, your grace, Adonai, supported me. 19. When my cares within me are many, your comforts cheer me up. 20. Can unjust judges be allied with you, those producing wrong in the name of law? 21. They band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. 22. But Adonai has become my stronghold. My God is my rock of refuge. 23. But he repays them as their guilt deserves. He will cut them off with their own evil. Adonai our God will cut them off. Psalms 124. 1. A Song of Ascents. By David. If Adonai hadn't been for us, let Israel repeat it. 2. If Adonai hadn't been for us, when people rose to attack us. 3. Then, when their anger blazed against us, they would have swallowed us alive. 4. Then the water would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. 5. Yes, the raging water would have swept right over us. 6. Blessed be Adonai, who did not leave us to be a prey for their teeth. 7. We escaped like a bird from the hunter's trap. The trap is broken, and we have escaped. 8. Our help is in the name of Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. Proverbs 4. 1. Listen, children, to a father's instruction. Pay attention, in order to gain insight. 2. For I am giving you good advice, so don't abandon my teaching. 3. For I too was once a child to my father. And my mother, too, thought of me as her special darling. 4. He too taught me, he said to me, let your heart treasure my words. Keep my commands and live. 5. Gain wisdom, gain insight. Don't forget or turn from the words I am saying. 6. Don't abandon wisdom. Then she will preserve you. Love her, and she will protect you. 7. The beginning of wisdom is, get wisdom. And along with all you're getting, get insight. 8. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will bring you honor. 9. She will give your head a garland of grace, bestow on you a crown of glory. 10. Listen, my son, receive what I say, and the years of your life will be many. 11. I'm directing you on the way of wisdom, guiding you in paths of uprightness. 12. When you walk, your step won't be hindered, and if you run, you won't stumble. 13. Hold fast to discipline, don't let it go. Guard it, for it is your life. 14. Don't follow the path of the wicked, or walk on the way of evildoers. 15. Avoid it, don't go on it. Turn away from it, and pass on. 16. For they can't sleep if they haven't done evil. They are robbed of sleep unless they make someone fall. 17. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. 18. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, shining ever brighter until full daylight. 19. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They don't even know what makes them stumble. 20. My son, pay attention to what I am saying. Incline your ear to my words. 21. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep them deep in your heart. 22. For they are life to those who find them, and health to their whole being. 23 Above everything else, guard your heart. For it is the source of life's consequences. 24 Keep crooked speech out of your mouth. Banish deceit from your lips. 25 Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze on what lies in front of you. 26 Level the path for your feet. Let all your ways be properly prepared. 27 Then deviate neither right nor left. And keep your foot far from evil. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 4:1-6 23. 4-1 When Ishbosheth, Shaul's son, heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands became feeble, and all the Israelites were troubled. 2 Ishbosheth, Shaul's son, had two men who were captains of bands, the name of the one was Baana, and the name of the other Rechav, the sons of Rimmon the Baratite, of the children of Binyamin, for Barat also is reckoned to Binyamin. 3 And the Baratites fled to Gittaim, and have been sojourners there until this day. 4 Now Yonatan, Shaul's son, had a son who was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the news came of Shaul and Yonatan out of Israel, and his nurse took him up, and fled, and it happened, as she made haste to flee, that he fell, and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. 5 The sons of Rimmon the Baratite, Rechav and Baana, went, and came about the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth, as he took his rest at noon. 6 They came there into the midst of the house, as though they would have fetched wheat, and they struck him in the body, and Rechav and Baana his brother escaped. 7 Now when they came into the house, as he lay on his bed in his bedchamber, they struck him, and killed him, and beheaded him, and took his head, and went by the way of the Aravah all night. 8 They brought the head of Ishbosheth to David to Hebron, and said to the king, Behold, the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, your enemy, who sought your life, and the Lord has avenged my lord the king this day of Shaul, and of his seed. 9 David answered Rechav and Baana his brother, the sons of Rimmon the Baratite, and said to them, As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all adversity, 10 When one told me, saying, Behold, Shaul is dead, thinking to have brought good news, I took hold of him, and killed him in Ziklag, which was the reward I gave him for his news. 11 How much more, when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house on his bed, shall I not now require his blood of your hand, and take you away from the Eretz? 12 David commanded his young men, and they killed them, and cut off their hands and their feet, and hanged them up beside the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth, and buried it in the grave of Abner in Hebron. 5-1 Then came all the tribes of Israel to David to Hebron, and spoke, saying, Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. 2 In times past, when Shaul was king over us, it was you who led out and brought in Israel, and the Lord said to you, You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel. 3 So all the Zakenim of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. 4 David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. 5 In Hebron he reigned over Yehudah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Yehudah. 6 The king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusi, the inhabitants of the land, who spoke to David, saying, Except you take away the blind and the lame, you shall not come in here, thinking, David can't come in here. 7 Nevertheless David took the stronghold of Zion, the same as the city of David. 8 David said on that day, Whoever strikes the Jebusi, let him get up to the watercourse and strike the lame and the blind, who are hated of David's soul. Therefore they say, There are the blind and the lame, he can't come into the house. 9 David lived in the stronghold, and called it the city of David. David built round about from Millo and inward. 10 David grew greater and greater, for the Lord, the God Tzvaot, was with him. 11 Hiram king of Sor sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David a house. 12 David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. 13 David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem, after he was come from Hebron, and there were yet sons and daughters born to David. 14 These are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammah, and Shavav, and Nathan, and Shlomo, 15 and Yibchar, and Elishua, and Nepheg, and Yaphia, 16 and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphlet. 17 When the Pelishtim heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Pelishtim went up to seek David, and David heard of it, and went down to the stronghold. 18 Now the Pelishtim had come and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. 19 David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up against the Pelishtim? Will you deliver them into my hand? The Lord said to David, Go up, for I will certainly deliver the Pelishtim into your hand. 20 David came to Baal Perazim, and David struck them there, and he said, The Lord has broken my enemies before me, like the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. 21 They left their images there, and David and his men took them away. 22 The Pelishtim came up yet again, and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. 23 When David inquired of the Lord, he said, You shall not go up, make a circuit behind them, and come on them over against the mulberry trees. 24 It shall be, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you shall bestir yourself, for then is the Lord gone out before you to strike the host of the Pelishtim. 25 David did so, as the Lord commanded him, and struck the Pelishtim from Geva until you come to Gezer. 6-1 David again gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. 2 David arose, and went with all the people who were with him, from Baal Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name, even the name of the Lord of hosts who sits, above, the Keruvim. 3 They set the Ark of God on a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Avinadav that was in the hill, and Uzzah and Achio, the sons of Avinadav, drove the new cart. 4 They brought it out of the house of Avinadav, which was in the hill, with the Ark of God, and Achio went before the Ark. 5 David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord with all manner of instruments made of fir wood, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with castanets, and with cymbals. 6 When they came to the threshing floor of Nakon, Uzzah put forth his hand to the Ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. 7 The anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and there he died by the Ark of God. 8 David was displeased, because the Lord had broken forth on Uzzah, and he called that place Peretz Uzzah to this day. 9 David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, How shall the Ark of the Lord come to me? 10 So David would not remove the Ark of the Lord to him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. 11 The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his house. 12 It was told King David, saying, The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom, and all that pertains to him, because of the Ark of God. David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with joy. 13 It was so, that, when those who bore the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fattened calf. 14 David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. 15 So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting, and with the sound of the shofar. 16 It was so, as the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, that Michal the daughter of Shaul looked out at the window, and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. 17 They brought in the Ark of the Lord and set it in its place, in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. 18 When David had made an end of offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. 19 He dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, both to men and women, to everyone a cake of bread, and a portion of flesh, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed everyone to his house. 20 Then David returned to bless his household. Michal the daughter of Shaul came out to meet David, and said, How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. 21 David said to Michal, It was, before the Lord, who chose me above your father and above all his house, to appoint me prince over the people of the Lord, over Israel, therefore will I play before the Lord. 22 I will be yet more vile than this, and will be base in my own sight, but of the handmaids of whom you have spoken, of them shall I be had in honor. 23 Michal the daughter of Shaul had no child to the day of her death. New Testament, John 13:31-14:14. 13:31 When he had gone out, Yeshua said, Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. 32 If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him immediately. 33 Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, And as I said to the Yehudim, where I am going, you can't come, so now I tell you. 34 A new mitzvah I give to you, that you love one another, just like I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35 By this everyone will know that you are my Talmidim, if you have love for one another. 36 Shimon Kepha said to him, Lord, where are you going? Yeshua answered, where I am going, you can't follow now, but you will follow afterwards. 37 Kepha said to him, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. 38 Yeshua answered him, will you lay down your life for me? Most assuredly I tell you, the rooster won't crow until you have denied me three times. Jesus comforts his disciples. 1 Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. 2 My Father's house has many rooms, if that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? 3 And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me that you also may be where I am. 4 You know the way to the place where I am going. Jesus the way to the Father. 5 Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? 6 Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. 7 If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. 8 Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. 9 Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? 10 Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father, living in me, who is doing his work. 11 Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. 12 Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. 13 And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14 You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.